Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, joined as always by our brilliant analyst, Jane. Today is packed, Jane, starting with some massive news from OpenAI.
It certainly is, Paul. They're reportedly preparing for a confidential IPO filing, aiming for a staggering $852 billion valuation and a September debut. That's a huge number, even for a company like OpenAI.
Absolutely, an $852 billion valuation would place them among the tech giants right out of the gate. It really signals the immense confidence investors have in the future of generative AI, doesn't it?
It really does, and it also highlights the accelerating pace of the AI industry, where companies are moving from cutting-edge research to public market readiness in what feels like record time. It's a huge milestone.
Shifting gears to regulation, the White House has announced a significant executive order. They're mandating AI companies share new models with the government 90 days before public launch. What's the impact there, Jane? Less than person two, greater than this, is a big one for safety and oversight, Paul. It gives regulators a crucial window to assess potential risks before models are widely deployed, especially for the most powerful frontier models. It's about proactive rather than reactive governance, less than person one, greater than right, trying to get ahead of potential issues, but it also adds a new layer of complexity and potential delay for companies, I imagine. It'll be interesting to see how the industry adapts to that pre-release scrutiny.
Definitely. It's a balancing act between fostering innovation and ensuring responsible development. Companies will need to integrate this regulatory review into their development pipelines, which could certainly impact timelines.
Now, for something truly mind-bending, an OpenAI general-purpose LLM has reportedly disproved an 80-year-old math conjecture, the planar unit distance problem. This wasn't a specialized math AI, but a general LLM like GPT-5.6.
That's an incredible breakthrough, Paul. It suggests that these general-purpose models are developing true reasoning capabilities, not just pattern matching. Disproving a long-standing mathematical conjecture is a significant step towards more generalized AI intelligence.
It really pushes the boundaries of what we thought LLMs were capable of. It makes you wonder what other complex problems they might tackle next, doesn't it? Less than person two, greater than absolutely. This result hints at a future where AI could assist in fundamental scientific discovery across many fields, not just math. It's truly exciting to think about the implications for research. Less than person one, greater than. On a more controversial note, leaked audio reveals Meta used its own employees' keystrokes to train AI, right before laying off 8,000 of them. This sounds like a PR nightmare, to say the least.
It's a serious ethical concern, Paul. Using employee data without explicit, clear consent for AI training, especially ahead of layoffs, raises major questions about privacy, trust, and corporate responsibility. It's a very difficult look for Meta.
Indeed. It underscores the ongoing challenges around data governance and transparency in the AI era. Companies need to be incredibly clear about how employee data is used, especially when AI is involved.
Precisely. This kind of news can erode public and employee trust, which is crucial for any company, let alone one dealing with such sensitive technology. Transparency is paramount here.
And finally, a quick roundup. Anthropic is paying SpaceX $1.25 billion monthly for compute access. Grok has launched Skills, allowing it to remember things forever, and ByteDance just unveiled Lance, a multimodal open-source AI model outperforming rivals.